It's not your imagination. The freeway system around Metro Milwaukee is clogged with construction. Commuters may have found pathways around the congestion, but vacationers may not be as savvy, and the summer tourism season is about to begin. As Marty Michelson reports, crews will scale back over the Memorial Day weekend and then dig back into the pavement. Leaders say the work is costing Wisconsin plenty, but is unavoidable. The past decade has seen a complete overhaul of the Marquette Interchange in downtown Milwaukee and the Mitchell Interchange on the south side. Soon after those projects were completed, the state broke ground on the Zoo Interchange, I-94 southbound, 794, and the Hone Bridge. All are well underway to be completed within 5 years. Michael Pirates is local spokesman for the Department of Transportation. He admits construction here has reached its pinnacle.
There really is a kind of a high water mark as far as the amount of work that is ongoing in the area, but we do need to make the commitment, need to make the investment to get these facilities rebuilt and last another 50, 70 years into the future. You know, we're at that time now where just a lot of things are overlapping at the same moment.
The state could not avoid overlap, according to Ken Yunker. He's executive director of the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. Yunker says the system is reaching the end of its life.
The entire freeway system was largely built in a span of years from roughly the mid to late 60s to early 70s. And its time to be reconstructed will all reach about the same time as well. Some parts perhaps can be stretched out a little bit longer. Some parts, because of the way they were designed, the Marquette Interchange needed to be reconstructed a little earlier.
Yunker credits the state with doing a good job of managing the projects. He says the real challenge is coming up with the money to pay for the massive overhaul. The Zoo Interchange and the I-94 South projects are expected to cost nearly $4 billion. The work in downtown Milwaukee will add another $172 million. Republican Representative Dale Coinga sits on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. He says state leaders borrowed money to pay for the projects now underway.
And that's a concern because as we look forward, the level of bonding in Wisconsin is getting excessive for transportation.
Coinga says the state now spends 14% of its transportation revenue paying down the debt, so borrowing is no longer a viable option. And the transportation budget appears headed for a $650 million hole. So the assemblyman says Wisconsin will have to get creative in order to fund road repairs. Lawmakers have tossed around ideas such as using money from the general fund, increasing the gas tax, and setting up toll booths. As for navigating the construction this Memorial Day weekend, the DOT's Michael Pirate says it will do what it can.
During holiday time period, certainly we pull back and open up as many lanes as possible through all of the various projects, and we also make sure there are not crews out there to help facilitate the higher daily traffic counts.
In addition, Pirate says crews are doing as much work as possible during off-peak hours and at night. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.